And I'll give the Democrat Party in Pennsylvania credit. They ran one hell of a mob operation. Among the things that they did, and now to those that were sending me hate mail going, you can't just publish those videos of those election workers curing those ballots. They were paid to do that. And everybody knew there is nothing in Pennsylvania law that says that an election worker can cure a mail-in ballot by starting by beginning a brand new one so that all the boxes are filled in correctly and then submitting it. That simply is illegal. That is not part of the statute. Now, I don't know if any video evidence would be reported if they had to go to trial or if they went to trial or if the judge just takes the lawsuit as it is with all the attachments. And maybe those were attached. I don't know. But I was reading a couple of Twitter threads yesterday on this, and there were two questions that came up. The first question was, why is the libtard law firm of Jones Day, which is known to be packed with left-leaning or leftist? Now, not all, but it has that component. Why did Trump hire them of all firms that he could have hired? I don't know. Did somebody advise him? Had they represented him before? I simply can't answer the question. I don't know. Two. Now, this cuts to the quick here of how this might go down. We might find out today. I would not be surprised to find out today the answer to this question. And that's this. Is the Pennsylvania court going to rule on the statutory legality of hundreds upon hundreds, some say 600 and some odd thousand, some say 300 and some odd, if you combine Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, are they going to rule on the statutory? Now, that means that though there was a law that was passed, the legislature passed it, they said, and they get the final word, they said no ballots after voting. VBMs they're called, voting by mail. No VBMs after 9 p.m. election day. So if that's a statutory question, and if the Secretary of State and the state Supreme Court went, yeah, we don't like that, we're going to write our own rule, they do not have the jurisdiction. That's what the judge said yesterday. Now, it may be that the Secretary of State does not want to challenge this because she doesn't want the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to be put in the position where they have to go like, well, yeah, we wrote the law too, and we're proclaiming we have that authority. I don't know under what legal pretense you could make that claim, and then it goes to the SCOTUS. Now, this is where it gets really, really dicey, and Spidey senses should be going up. What if the SCOTUS, what if Roberts is able to peel off Kavanaugh again and punt and say, we're just not going to hear it? Well then, ladies and gents, the only card remaining to be played for a Trump victory and then in Pennsylvania is for the legislature conduct its own audit, come to the conclusion that there was widespread cheating, an attempt to steal the election. It's clear, election night results say. And if you throw out the late mail-in ballots, that Trump has won the state. We're giving our votes to Trump. A lot of drama going in here. To quote the Big Lebowski, a lot of ups and downs, Maude, a lot of ins, a lot of outs. That's what's in play in Pennsylvania. Now, again, that judge could actually go, well, you've made a really good case here. About here's one of the things that happened. Did you print Margo Cleveland out from the Federalist? She has a very very good analysis of what the attorneys are claiming, which is, if you read it, your blood will boil. What they basically did was, is the Democrat Party sent millions of ballots out to people, And while they were sending millions of ballots out to people, they were sending millions, if not tens of millions, of emails out to their mailing list, to Democrat Party mailing list, MoveOn.org mailing list, Michael Moore mailing list, whoever. Sending notes on, hey, if you live in Pennsylvania and you got one of these, all you got to do is fill it out. And if you know someone that got one, or we sent extra copies, you can have those filled out for your friends and family and neighbors, too. An obvious invitation to cheat and commit election fraud, which is a felony. So this was done a couple hundred thousand times. Now, here's this. Again, I got to give you it credit here. To the this mob op action here was very well orchestrated. So the our early idea that that it only took a couple of people to pull this off, they took no chances. The Democrats are going to do three things. One, try and suppress all the Trump vote that they could. Two, try and manufacture, and they did, all the fake vote that they could to completely leave absolutely no doubt that Sleepy Joe won these states. And then number three, to seal the deal and make sure that the popular vote total, I believe this is the scheme, that the popular vote total was ultimately so overwhelming that the media pressure for Trump to concede and for all his allies to stop the fight would be so overwhelming. Yes, they used Dominion software, and yes, they tampered with the results, and they did it in places where you wouldn't be thinking that that you should look. They changed small vote totals in red counties all across the United States, wherever those voting machines were, enough to make it look like Sleepy Joe Biden, who had no campaign, no momentum, no enthusiasm, nothing. As a matter of fact, Election Day vote turnout nationwide, 56%. 56% for Democrats. That does not look like a landslide. That didn't even look like a victory compared to almost 70% for the GOP. It's just not even close. So three-pronged assault. Plus they had their media buddies trying to suppress the vote with the polls. Did they game plan these court cases? Unknown. I don't know. Did they think about what would happen if they were challenged in those states or if witnesses started coming forward? Because what ultimately is happening here, and keep an eye on this, what ultimately is happening here is a very public and very broad conspiracy is being laid out, and this is not a TV show. This is actually happening. As a matter of fact, there's a professor from Princeton University. I forget his first name. Appel, A-P-P-E-L is his last name. Back in 2016 and 17, when Dominion came out with these voting machines and the software that went along with them, he proved in several instances. I watched him go to the University of Michigan and put these new voting machines out, and they had a vote with Michigan students. Who's your favorite college? The choice was between Michigan and Ohio State. They all went and voted. He went to go tabulate the results. He wrote a software program. He hacked the machines, hacked the results. He read the results to the students. Ohio State had won. And they were all just staring at him like, what? Milka, what? What? And then he revealed that he was a computer hacker, a computer science professor at Princeton, and a person that was called in to see if machines, kind of what Junk Bond does, to see if the machines are vulnerable. They were. He wrote a simple virus program. He was able to upload it by one of the students pushing a card into the machine. The virus was uploaded. It was triggered. Bam-o, Ohio State won. But the machine had also tabulated and it computed what the actual results were, which that Michigan had won. So, was this did this happen? Well, I believe that Trump was tweeting out Yesterday, 2.7 million times votes were turned off for him, on for Biden. There's massive deceit and fraud here. This brings us back to Pennsylvania. So you have these lawsuits. Again, one small victory yesterday. Not a small, a significant victory yesterday. Now, let's move on to Georgia. This is where we got a major house on fire problem. Now, we talked about this on election night when we were covering it, and the water main pipe burst. By the by, there are now truthers out there that are investigating the now infamous Fulton County State Farm Center water main pipe that burst and sent election workers home. Because we can't work in these conditions because of water everywhere. Well, there wasn't. And now there are text messages that show in between the guy who's the custodian of the State Farm Center going like, that was a small leak. We had to contain within an hour. Obviously, that was, what do they call it in spy movies? A misdirection. That was a misdirection. That's like, hey, I'm over here. Don't look at what my hand's doing over here. Hey, no, keep it. Keep your attention here, here, here. No, no, this guy's not doing anything. He's not doing, no. There's so many irregularities and so many things that just don't jibe in Fulton County. It's a joke. You look at the statistics, it's a joke. That's a joke. But it wasn't just in Fulton County. Now, here's where it gets dicey here.